We certainly thank Bill Thomas for being a part of our guest of the day each and every weekday. It is a Tuesday after the Manchester City Council meeting, and that means, of course, we welcome in City Manager Tim Vick to the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I looked at the agenda, and I thought, it's big, but then as I was kind of going through it, it seemed like there was a lot of, well, for lack of a better, procedural?
Yeah, kind of stuff. Basically there's a lot of steps we had to go through. And so we had three public hearings on last night. The public hearings, two of them were related to economic development. Basically, we had a procedure we had to go through for us to amend our urban renewal area, which allows us to use our tax increment financing, or TIF. And so we're looking at bringing an industry into town. A1 Mobile Storage is looking at building in Manchester in order for us to provide them with an incentive to come to town. We have to go through this process to do public hearings on this. And then we have a public hearing on the development agreement with them so that people know what's going on. And that open and transparent so they understand what we're looking to do is a 10-year, 80% tax rebate to them.
Now, is that standard operating procedure? Are we giving them a little bit or more? I mean, is this kind of
it's a little bit sweeter than what we've. You know, our standard is 10-year, 50%, but because of the scope of what they're providing, excuse me, as far as number of jobs they're retaining, because you know they're already in the county, but we want to be able to retain the jobs here. They are going to be adding new jobs. They'll be adding about 10 more jobs. The size of the investment they're doing in our community. So we went to the 10-year, 80% tax rebate, up to $1.12 million, I believe it is. Once they reach that threshold, you know, they don't get any more money back. So if the valuation comes in higher than that, you know, they tap out of that cap. But if they don't build up to that value, they don't get the full amount either. So they have to pay the taxes in first, and then we rebate it back.
Now, at the same time, kind of in line with that, you talked about this the agreement that you signed with Manchester Enterprises. And again, it to me, as I read it, is that kind of standard operating?
That really is standard for us. You know, a lot of the subdivisions we do, the city council has had a policy for years now that we would pay for half the cost of a concrete street. And then we would work with them to extend water and sewer and storm sewer. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what we've got here. It's a 50% reimbursement from Manchester Enterprises. The city council, you know, the city will put the infrastructure in, will contract out, do the design work and everything to put it into our standards. And then they will reimburse us half the cost, up to $200,000.
Now, again, in both of those public hearings, there was neither comment for or against it, so the city council goes through. So at this point, is it a done deal? We're rolling on, or do we have another?
Paperwork still needs to be signed by the developer and stuff. We're still going through the process. We still have to finalize the plan specifications, go out for bids. We still have a number of steps we have to do. It's not quite all done right now, but we're going through that process.
Now, how about the other public hearing that you had to do with the budget?
Correct.
And it actually drops the levy rate for the average citizen by about 38 cents. No discussion pro or con on that.
Well, I think we've been discussing that for, since January, as far as the council knows. You know, we've been working through budget work sessions and the budget process, you know, since early January, December. So the council's kind of heard it all and been through it. The average citizen that may not pay attention to it a whole lot, you know, the big thing they'll notice is the levy rate does go down. Yeah, we have a lot of people that their valuations increase quite a bit. But when we look through what it compared on a $100,000 house with the levy rate going down, the residential rollback going down, the value of that house had to increase 20% to equal out what you paid the last year. So if you had a house that was valued at $100,000 last year with the way that residential rollback and levy was last year to what it's going to be next year, your valuation would have to go up to $120,000, and it's still the same. So you won't see quite as big of an impact on the city's levy side. I can't speak for the county and I can't speak for the school, but on the city side, that's our portion, should be pretty flat.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, mm-hmm. And we're able to get the services done and the projects done. Now we have more taxpayers to kind of bring in, because that's the whole reason why the tax levy went down.
Because we saw an increase in valuation. We saw that increase in valuations because we did have a number of new houses come in. You know, we talked about it the other day. There's over 200 new dwelling units When I say dwelling units, if you have a 16 apartment complex, that's 16. Mm-hmm. You have duplex, that's two. But we had over 200 built in the last 5 years.
Which is outstanding.
That's wonderful. That's great news for us.
Now, of course, the city is being, you know, progressive when it comes to its side of deals, like the Main Street project that you're working on. Mm-hmm. You bring houses in when you can prove that you've got good roads. Did I hear right? Are we actually working, if weather conditions are on our side, a little ahead of schedule on the Main Street project?
Well, knock on wood. We are a little bit ahead of schedule, but we'd like to see it stay that way. The other item that came up here recently is the Grand Avenue project. They're starting on that this week.
Now, we increased, we know whenever you're doing a construction process, mm-hmm. there's always, you have to have a little wiggle room because you got to figure, okay, we may discover something, there may be an additional charge on there, and it's about $35,000.
Yeah, we had a change order on the East Main Street project because the storm sewer did not lay flat, it had moved, and when they opened it up, did the trenching and figured it out because there was a portion of it next to the sewer, sanitary sewer, which is deeper. And so that was exposed as they were digging that hole, and we're going to have to relocate that a little bit and install a couple manholes.
At the same time, in the total price tag of what that project is, $35,000, while, you know, if it were a private budget, mm-hmm. From a city standpoint, it's actually kind of only a minor increase.
Well, it's a minor increase, but we do plan for contingencies on these projects. So we put a 10% contingency down. So on this $1.2 million project, we had $120,000 in contingencies. So it eats into that contingency, but we are seeing other areas where we'll see some cost savings. So while we have a change order this time that increases it, as we go down on the road, we'll see some savings later on that'll offset that as well.
Now, other projects that I know you guys talked about, the trail over at Schramm Park.
Yes.
Was it 270
feet? Yep.
Where is that going to lay out?
So basically where the boat ramp is right now that goes into the Schramm Pond, mm-hmm. We are paving that trail to the west to past where the shelter is. And part of that is there's going to be a retaining wall to help support that trail. But it also is right behind the bleachers where the bleachers sit for the people to watch the ski shows. And then pave the rest of that trail towards the west past where the shelter is. And that's to help some of that erosion as the water runs off. It erodes and washes out that beach area.
Well, I know that last time I had a city person in here, we had Doug Foley in. We were talking about pool registration and that sort of thing. And he mentioned that we had done some minor repairs, thankfully, mm-hmm. on the pool, that the leaks were not major. And so he was happy about that. And I asked him about the over at Shelley Park. Are we still online? Is it up? Is it ready to go?
The shade sail. Well, we took those out of the boxes and we looked at them. They're triangular shape. We don't think it's going to look quite right. So we are changing the design of that sail itself. It's going to be a rectangular sail. We've got an order in now. It should be 4 weeks. So before Memorial Day weekend, we'll have it up.
But again, you can use the same infrastructure, the same stuff. It's just a different shape.
It's just the fabric that goes between the beams.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. Any other projects that we need to be mindful of as we...
Just as I was mentioning earlier, we've got the Grand Avenue extension that we're doing this year. Initially, we were looking at starting it after fair. The contractor came back to us with a revised schedule, says we can have it paved 2 weeks before the fair.
Will it be cured and ready to go, yes. Drivable?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, that's great.
So they're going to start this week, and you'll see crews up there working. They're digging the sewer in right now, extending that sewer. It's a deeper sewer, and we've been very fortunate. They're not running into any water at the depth they're at, which surprises me, I'll be honest with you. So if they can get the sewer in by the end of this week, before it rains on Friday, I think we'll be in really good shape.
And it'll mean a better access to the fairgrounds,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. We'll be able to take traffic instead of dumping everyone that parks on the north side of the fair off on North Franklin Street. They can take a route and go down Grand Avenue and get onto Acres and Style Street.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Tim, it's always a pleasure to have you. It's good when the meetings are like this,
yeah.
But we invite you, of course. I know the meeting is up on the YouTube channel.
Correct.
If you want, and if you have any questions or concerns about any of these topics, you guys are always willing to have discussions and answer questions.
Please reach out to me. You can reach me on my direct line. It's 927-1116, or my email address is tvic@manchester.com. www.vicmanchester-ia.org.
Indeed. Tim Vick, City of Manchester, part of our Guest of the Day program right here on KMCH.